This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. All right, paint yourself a mental picture of a suburb, that symbol of the American dream. White picket fences, friendly neighbors, 2.5 kids.
It's quiet, it's clean, you know, it's not like the city.
It was a nice place to live. Yeah.
And it's a great place for my kids to grow up.
That's a few residents of Levittown, Long Island, the first mass-produced suburb in the U.S. Despite the good things they had to say, there's also this.
It's not a nice place anymore. You know, it's overburdened, overbuilt, over, you know, it's just a lousy place to live.
I see a lot of young people moving out because they can't afford to live here.
You know, when I find a good, stable job, I plan on trying to move out to the boroughs.
In fact, Americans are leaving the suburbs. For the first time in a century, cities are growing faster than burbs. That's something Lee Gallagher explores in her new book, The End of the Suburbs, Where the American Dream is Moving. She's an assistant managing editor at Fortune and a regular here with us. Lee, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
The title of your book is The End of the Suburbs. Really? The end? That's it? They're gone? Come on.
Well, it's the end of the suburbs as we know them. This country has been built on this suburban model that is failing in many ways. And people want somewhere that is going to give them a happier, healthier life. I mean, I realize this is provocative, but Toll Brothers, the builder of large, huge luxury suburban homes, is building 30 buildings in New York City. So something is happening and people want something different.
Before I read your book, I think, like many people, had this picture of the suburbs as sort of a free market, American independence, patch of your own grass. But that's not how they grew up.
No, not at all. I mean, people forget, but after World War II, we actually had a tremendous housing shortage, which is like almost laughable now. You can't even imagine what that must be like given our current housing situation. But we had all these GIs coming back from the war, and we had nowhere to put them. I mean, people were living in their living rooms of their parents. People were shacked up in Quonset huts. I mean, there was nowhere to go. And so the government sort of said, you know, we're going to give loans for returning veterans. And the federal highway bill paved the way for massive amounts of highway.
And everybody's favorite tax deduction came along.
Oh, of course. Oh, the mortgage interest tax deduction has a huge influence in driving us to move to the suburbs because it encourages buying houses over apartments. It really does. And it encourages you to buy more house than you can afford, which, of course, once the housing boom came along, we didn't need any more help doing that. But it gave a huge assist to the growth of suburbia.
You tell some stories about the demographic shifts that are driving the changes in the way we live. And one that blew me away is that there are actually more kind of retiring baby boomers out in the burbs than there are stereotypical young families.
Yeah, this is a huge kind of demographic bombshell that's sort of happening. Because of the housing crisis, a lot of senior citizens or baby boomers, people who would be ready to retire, you know, they couldn't beat the normal path to the Sun Belt. My father grew up in a neighborhood called Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. And when he grew up in the 1950s, there were 41 kids on his block. And I actually hired a private investigator to go and count how many kids there are now, and there's less than 15.
Wow.
And you see, actually, suburbs are having to deal with this, because when you have more older people in the suburbs, you know, these are the taxpayers. They're not going to have the same priorities as young families who want to make the schools better.
Where are things moving now? What happens?
It's not just about moving back to the city. It's not like everyone wants to live in a New York City skyscraper. That's absolutely not the case. But people want to be in communities that are livelier, where they can get to know their neighbors more. And so there's this massive demand for more sort of urban suburbs, but there's not enough of them to meet the demand that we're going to face.
You tell a story in this book that made me laugh out loud about how at a certain point you stopped telling people that you were writing a book about the death of the suburbs because you would get trapped in these endless conversations.
It's true. It's true. You know, the interesting thing I found about this topic, so many people grew up in the suburbs. It's where most people in this country live. It strikes a chord with everyone. And people see that there's something happening. People see that they want a different kind of maybe lifestyle than they grew up in or than they bought into. I mean, a lot of people who bought into the suburbs are realizing it's not really delivering on what it promised.
Lee Gallagher is the author of The End of the Suburbs, Where the American Dream is Moving. Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.